This is Earth and Sky. Some manufacturers now include invisibly tiny nanoparticles in sunscreens and cosmetics.
These are manufactured particles of known substances, with the nano-sized particles making sunscreens, for example, transparent instead of thick and white.
Here in the U.S., there are no specific regulations for any nanomaterials, including those in skin products.
You know, I think a lot of that information is held within the walls of the industries that are producing these products. If you talk to the people that are making products with nanotechnology in them today, they'll say these products have been on the market for years and they're safe, and that those companies are complying with the regulatory authorities in their individual countries.
That's Kristen Kulinowski, director of the International Council on Nanotechnology at Rice University. She said that, to her knowledge, there's been no hazard associated with any nanoproduct on the market. But, she said,
there's a lot of toxicological research on nanoparticles underway right now all over the world. And I think in the next year or two, we're going to see hundreds to thousands of papers that are going to begin to help us draw a general picture about in what circumstances nanoparticles are okay to use and when we might want to limit our exposure to them.
For more, come to earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.